What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Musk has unveiled Tesla's Cybercab, a robo-taxi, no steering wheel. The Paris Motor Show kicks off today. It's in its 90th edition. And joining me on the line is Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, this robo-taxi, it's intended that this will dominate the taxi business within the decade.
Yes, so this was a very futuristic looking vehicle. Now, we had heard about this kind of concept from Elon Musk for a very long time when it was eventually unveiled. It looks somewhere, if you haven't seen it, it was something like a cross between the Cybertruck, so a bit of the same sort of angular details, and the sort of a regular Tesla model. But interestingly, of course, inside there was no steering wheel, no pedals, just a very large screen, lots of space, very sparse, and these kind of wing doors. And when you engage the steering, when you engage the seatbelts, the doors close and the car sets off. So, yeah, very futuristic.
So you could do nothing. You can't override it at all. You're just sitting there, captive.
That's it, completely captive. Now, unfortunately, there were very little details, though. I mean, Elon Musk is great at this vision of the future, but and I think he was hoping that this would satisfy investors, but actually the share price fell on Friday after this, simply because, again, he's great at making these plans. He's great at talking. He said the price would be under 30,000. We'd see it on the road before 2027. But again, as I said, Pat, very little detail on how this would work.
Now, he did have something that did work, which was his humanoid robot.
Yeah, this again is another idea that he has. And again, the price range on this is something under 30,000. He'll produce these at scale. This was Optimus. And apparently you could interact with them. You could ask them questions. Now, they did move quite awkwardly. And I have to know, the whole thing I think is quite unnerving. Why you'd want one in your house, I don't know. But yeah, again, they were there. And there was also a robo van, which was a 20-passenger autonomous van. So lots of glitz, lots of things to see. But as I said, very little detail.
And therefore his share price suffered on foot of that. Now, at the Paris Motor Show, these are mostly real live vehicles that will hit the roads, although there'll be a few concept cars knocking around. What's in store for us?
Yeah, now remember, this is, I suppose, the backdrop. The backdrop to this is that, you know, European car makers are battling to gain ground in a slowing EV market. They're competing with the Chinese brands. But yeah, I mean, it's still very much a French show, even though Audi, BMW and Volkswagen are there. Actually, what's there are the French head office rather than, you know, the kind of global head office. But so the French brands are out in force, really. Renault are showing their new Renault 4 E-Tech. And this is basically like a chunky crossover. This follows, they revealed earlier in the year the Renault 5. So they very much got this retro vibe going at the moment. And so that was the big news on their stand. Citroën are showing their C3 Aircross. This is the first public viewing of that. And Peugeot are showing the 408 electric car. Now, this has been a hotly anticipated car, so it'll eventually arrive. In terms of non-French brands, I suppose one of the most exciting things is Ford are showing the revived nameplate Capri. And this is an electric coupe-style crossover. And this will actually be here in Ireland. I mean, you can get orders for, you'll be able to order it towards the end of the year at a price of over 45,000, has a range of over 600 paths, so that's quite impressive.
Yeah, that's where we need to be going, 600 and beyond, to get rid of all the range anxiety so people can charge at home, because that's what they want to do. They don't want to be a slave to the availability of a public charger when they need to stop. Now, I'm interested to see that the Capri is built on VW's MEB full electric architecture. So how much crossover is there between all of these manufacturers?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is cost saving at its best, really. Why should you reinvent the wheel if, a so-called competitor has something similar that you can harness the design and the tech, the expertise of? This, remember, is the second Ford that's built on the VW platform. The Explorer compact SUV is also the same. And just one thing, Pat, just in terms of that 600-kilometer range, Kia are also showing the EV3, which will be here at the end of the year. It's a car really for 251 orders more than anything. But that's the EV3, and it's a compact SUV, and that will have a range of over 600 kilometres. And that is priced in Ireland at 36,790. So we really are seeing those long ranges coming into, the below 40,000 price bracket.
And I presume that is based on the size of the battery. And with probably multiple manufacturers of batteries across the world, mass production brings costs down.
Yeah, and just as well, extracting more range from a similar sized battery as well. Just, battery management and battery expertise and everything else is just getting better. So that's what we're seeing there. Also, Mini have the Mini Aceman. This is their first electric only model, and it'll slot between the Cooper and the Countryman SUV. And who else? And Volkswagen have the Tayron. So that's a new SUV from them.
Now, what about China? Will China be represented at the Paris Motor Show?
It is. It's interesting, actually, because BYD are actually showing their fully electric C-Line 7. And this is a rival to Tesla, the Tesla Model Y. What's interesting about BYD, Pat, and they've become such a well-known brand at this stage, it's hard to believe they're actually such a recent addition to the European market. They actually only launched on the European market at the Paris Show in 2022, when you think about it. So in 2 years, they really have captured quite a big slice of the market.
I remember when I saw the first one with Build Your Dreams across the back of it. Will that ever catch on, I asked myself. But of course, the BYD, the three letters, has caught on. The question then of EV market share going down, with all these new models coming, are they looking at that as a sort of a hiccup, and with lower priced, longer range models coming on stream, that might reverse?
Yeah, I think if you look at what's happening here, I mean, like most of the car makers, okay, Dacia were showing off their Bigster, that's a hybrid model, but most of the car makers here were launching electric models. That means there's a huge number of them coming on stream next year. The prices are becoming lower and lower, so they're becoming more attractive. So I would reckon that most of the car makers at this stage are seeing that as just, the slowdown at the moment will be reversed next year. I suppose the big question is, Pat, how much will these models reverse it? Will we see a big, significant rise next year, or will we just see it, sort of improve slightly, but not hugely? And that is the big question at the moment. It's really up in the air at the moment. Also, remember, we have the tariffs kicking in on the Chinese cars. That's going to be official by Halloween. So, what will that do to the Chinese electric car market in Europe? So there's a lot of uncertainty around at the moment, but certainly there's a huge number of EVs and very well-priced ones with long ranges coming on stream.
Finally, on the subject of safety, I note that there's road deaths are down 4% at this point, even though earlier in the year we were heading for perhaps for recent years a record high. That was reversed because road deaths were really down in August. And the RSA are studying what did we do in August that made things better?
Yeah, I mean, it was possibly just a growing awareness of it. I mean, there was a huge amount of publicity and a huge amount of campaigns. But overall, Pat, I mean, we'd need to do an awful lot better. The EU released statistics earlier this month on the changes in road deaths in the EU between 2019 to 2023. And we are bottom of the pile. Our road deaths increased by 31% over that time. At the other end of the scale is Cyprus, who actually reduced their road deaths by 35% during the same time. Now, there's all sorts of other figures in between, but that's a pretty stark thing to see us at the bottom of a league table.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.